And now, sardines, the universal metaphor of lots of people packed into a small space. It's become an icon of political protest in Italy. Protesters against the far-right politician Matteo Salvini are holding up signs with the oily fish and calling themselves sardines. Ahead of a regional election next month, the sardines are building up momentum. Here's the BBC's Mark Lowen from Milan.
Milano, Milano, Milano non si lega.
As the evening December rain falls here in Milan's Piazza Duomo, in the shadow of the city's 14th century cathedral, a sea of umbrellas and a sea of what they call sardines. Thousands of people packed like the fish into this square, as they have in cities right across Italy, for a movement that began just last month.
Siamo tutti antifascisti!
People rising up in support of the values they believe in, democracy, equality, and against hatred and racism. And the politician they feel embodies that, the far-right leader, Matteo Salvini.
Populism tried to spread hate and fear between people, and it tried to divide people. The great example is people coming from another country. Maybe they are escaping from war, and they are trying to make us have fear of them and aid them, and we don't want this.
Bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao.
Their anthem, the anti-fascist song Bella Ciao, is a rebuke to the policies of Salvini, the former deputy prime minister and leader of the far-right League Party. The extraordinary thing about this movement is just how quickly it has grown. From the idea of four flatmates just two or three weeks ago as a flash mob, growing to this, filling squares in cities across Italy from north to south. It feels like it has taken people by surprise, taken Italy by surprise, taken Matteo Salvini by surprise. A popular uprising against populism. Matteo Salvini, usually controlling the narrative through social media, has struggled to find a response to a sudden, peaceful movement that he can't dismiss as violent leftists. Interviewed recently, he tried to be sardonic about the sardines.
I really like fish, raw, cooked, marinated.
But then he went for a softer approach to take the sting out of the sardine's tail.
I love whoever informs themselves and decides to participate, so I'd hug them one by one and welcome them. I know they follow me everywhere with affection and curiosity. I'm looking forward to seeing them all over Italy. The more people participate, the better.
The reality is that Matteo Salvini is still Italy's most popular politician, and polls say he would easily win elections. But something is bubbling here. And the sardines might just turn Italy's political tide.
The BBC's Mark Lowen reporting there from Milan.